Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, July 25th, 2019. On this day in 1965, Bob Dylan went electric at the Newport Folk Festival, signaling a major change in folk and rock music. The capital's parks are to become safer and cleaner. As a result, the districts are now sending so-called park runners or parkläufer into the green areas, but apparently some of them are drug dealers themselves. At least that's the suspicion now in Treptow. Recognizable by their green jackets and t-shirts, the new park runners who've been around since June are supposed to address the visitors of the green areas in a friendly way to clear away their rubbish, leash their dogs, and not sell drugs. The Senate made a total of 4 million euros available to the districts for this purpose. According to District Councillor Rainer Holmer of the SPD on Tuesday, who's responsible for public order matters, since the end of last week, there have been comments from the street and green area authorities, confirming in part a report by the tabloid newspaper Bild Zed. One of the police officers commented, quote, "The park runners sit there with the dealers and have drugs in their pockets themselves. When they get off work, they take off their uniforms and participate in drug sales." Holmer told the Berliner Zeitung that the head of the street and green space office immediately followed up on these tips, and that there will be further discussions at short notice with the Ordnungsamt and the company commissioned by the office to employ the park runners. Should the information prove to be reliable, charges will be filed. The idea of the park runners came from the Senate Environmental Administration, and additional money from the country's supplementary budget was made available for the financing. Because the whole thing is only intended as a test run, the financing will only be available into the end of this year. Until then, the districts that are responsible for the park runners themselves are to evaluate the results. Park runners are also in the Volkspark Friedrichshain and Hasenheide in Neukölln. In Gorlitzer Park, they've been around for a long time and support a park manager who was appointed by the district office Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. With almost 100 measures, Berlin aims to strengthen tolerance, acceptance, and respect for gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, and intersexual people. The initiative, Berlin Steps Up for Self-Determination and Acceptance of Gender and Sexual Diversity, was presented on Wednesday. Dirk Behrendt of the Greens, Senator for Justice and Anti-Discrimination, announced, quote, "Berlin is sending another strong signal against homophobia and transphobia and for the appreciation of diversity in our society." The plan approved by the Senate on Tuesday includes, among other things, sensitizing employers to the concerns of the community. Other examples are campaigns by state-owned companies against LGBTQ+ hostility, more support for LGBTQ+ refugees, and a program to prevent violence in public transport. Berlin is considered a rainbow city, but at the same time, historical taboos and stereotypes continue even today in discrimination, exclusion, or even violence. The police contacts for the topic, Anna Griesbach and Sebastian Stipp, spoke to the RBB about massive incidents and outbreaks of violence against LGBTQ+ individuals in Berlin. The number of registered offenses rose by almost a third from 2017 to 2018 to 225. Experts assume that many offenses are not reported. SPD Member of Parliament Tom Schreiber has announced consequences for Berlin police officers who criticized the hoisting of the rainbow flag on official buildings. On the occasion of Christopher Street Day, which will take place on Saturday, the rainbow flag will fly in front of several police buildings this week. A posting on the official Twitter account of the Berlin police shows the raising of a flag of the lesbian and gay movement by the deputy head of the local directorate 6 in Marzahn, quote, "as a sign of humanity and respect." Knowing that not all members of the police force are for this demonstration of tolerance, Schreiber commented on the tweet, stating, quote, "Should police officers here actually write anything about a violation of neutrality, I ask for the names. Then the immediate supervisor and the authorities will take care of it. Me too." For example, the Association of Independence in the police force sees a violation of the authorities' requirement of neutrality in the police. the organization criticizes that the rainbow colors behind the official coat of arms of the Berlin police are an offense against the neutrality requirement. The social media team of the police headquarters has also been presenting its Twitter account in rainbow colors since this week and commented, quote, "The rainbow flag is a commitment to values such as respect, humanity, and equality, and tolerance does not exclude neutrality." Not everyone sees it this way. A Twitter user, for example, describes the rainbow flag as a, quote, "clear political statement that should not be used by an authority." Schreiber himself has also been exposed to violent reactions and threats since his tweet. The discussion as to whether the colorful flag violates the police's requirement of neutrality has been going on for years. In 2008, Dieter Glitch, then police president, had the flag hoisted for the first time in front of the police headquarters at Platz der Luftbrücke. Even then, civil servant unions, including the Bund Deutscher Kriminalbeamter and the Deutsche Polizeigewerkschaft, protested against this with reference to the principle of neutrality. Glitch then called in 29 officers for a personal talk. According to the results of the 2019 airport ranking of the Air Help Passenger Portal for the first half of the year, almost a quarter of all aircrafts departing from Tegel depart late or not at all. A total of 23.4% of flights did not proceed according to the schedule. The planes at Schönefeld Airport, however, are more punctual. There, 17.5% of all flights were affected by cancellations or delays. In the first half of 2019, 605 flights per day in Germany did not take off according to schedule. The most delays were at Frankfurt Airport, where almost 30% of takeoffs were delayed or canceled altogether. Behind it lies Munich with 27%, Hamburg came in third with 23.6%, and Berlin Tegel is in fourth place. Flight cancellations and delays are less frequent at airports in the new federal states. Leipzig-Halle Airport performed best, where only 14.5% of flights were late or canceled. Schönefeld ranks third among the airports analyzed in the new federal states with 17.5%, followed by Dresden with 18.7%. Nuremberg came in second with a delay and failure rate of 16.5%. In the event of flight cancellations and delays, a compensation of up to €600 per passenger is paid. The amount is calculated according to the length of the flight route, and the legitimate right to compensation depends on the actual duration of the delay at the point of arrival and the reason for the canceled or delayed flight. Affected passengers can enforce their compensation claim retroactively up to 3 years after their flight date. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.